I'm gonna run through these 9 comments on this audit real quick. Because, you know, we could talk about it for a long time, but there's certain things that I think sometimes the auditor has to show their worth in what they're doing and how long they've been here. First of all, I want to tell you all that this auditor never set foot in our office. Had 2 helpers come here and stayed down in this basement for about 4 hours one day. So this auditor never stepped foot in the judge's office, number one. Number two, the first comment, lacks adequate segregation of duties. Before that was ever in a comment period, Lori has already overseen or looking at what Lucy gets first after it comes in from other places.
Every receipt is seen by someone else. If it comes from the complex, Billy sees it, Lori sees it, I see it.
Exactly.
If it comes from recycling, one of Jesse's employees, Jesse and I sign off on it. If it comes from the jail review signs off on it before I... So every single thing that is deposited is touched by at least 2, usually 3 county employees.
That was already in place before this audit, because that's a leftover comment from the last audit as well. I'll jump right into number 2, fiscal court overspent funds and unbalanced budget being presented in fourth quarter financial. You all remember in 19 we got $699,000 in discretionary money from the transportation cabinet. Most of it's on Old Katie's Maggie, and I forget where the other part of that is at. But anyway, that's state road aid money is what that is, and it even spells it out in the audit report, $699,877. That money was deposited after the fourth quarter was presented, and so that's what that comment is about, is state money. There's nothing hid, there's nothing lost, there's not a red cent that's out of place. It's just the way that money comes in sometimes. It shows up. And funding's not the right word, but it shows up, it's direct deposit, and sometimes Lucy may not see it till it's after the fourth quarter's been presented. So anyway, that was made known to the auditor. Number 3, Trick County Fiscal Court failed to report $7 million in outstanding obligations. May have been failed to be reported to them, but $6 million in that is something is the Justice Center. Part of that is we have no control over that account. We don't make those disbursements. They come from AOC. And so it's not that we didn't report $6 million in debt. It's just that it's something that we've never reported before, and it's never been in the comments before that I'm aware of. And most of that is from the Justice Center. Am I correct about that?
I have an Excel where I keep up with the statement that we do get. I check off in an Excel that I just keep up with. The private auditors have had no problem with that. The state auditors didn't like the way I did that, so that's a comment on that particular for the public court.
The other portion of that was where the PAD done the refinancing, and they used our bonding capacity to refinance. You all remember, if you were on the court at that time, I don't remember exactly what year it was, but Mike Foster come and presented to us. He presented letters to the auditor that shows that the state would have to basically be bankrupt and all the ad districts go completely under before we would be responsible for that debt. But because the way it's reported and because the way the auditor looks at it, even though I had a letter from Department of Local Government showing that we reported to them that debt and the way that it was structured, that still was in the comments. So it's not anything missing, not anything that's not reported there in the debt part of that. Just want you all to know that, and this report is, it's full open, so anybody that would like to see it can certainly see it. Same thing, Trick County Fiscal Court has implemented adequate controls over off-site collections. They're talking about the complex, they're talking about the recycling center there. Same thing, Lucy, Billy brings in receipts, and he has even a receipt roll now, does he not? Lori looks at it first. It's counted by Billy, counted by Lori, then counted by Lucy. So there's 3 different people that looks at them receipts. Same thing with recycling. Jesse counts it, Lori counts it, Lucy counts it. So those controls, I think, are there as best they can be without hiring additional personnel. And I don't think that's the answer, hiring additional personnel. Trick County Fiscal Court did not prepare financial statements for the Public Justice Center Corporation Fund. Not something we've ever done until last year. They notified us of this same comment, and so now you get a statement for it, Lucy?
Well, I guess I kind of tied that into the last one, but
right.
I did a statement for that, and that's what I put in the Excel, in which case Romanian Associates thought that was sufficient. State auditors didn't. And that's another thing that we contend with when you get a different opinion from every auditor.
Exactly.
One auditor may like it done one way, another auditor likes it another way, and the unfortunate thing is they don't have to account for it. They can just kind of say, well, this is how we want it to be done, and so that makes it difficult. It's just the way it is, and there's no just guidelines for some of the stuff that you can just say, we're doing it exactly like this. Sometimes it's just a matter of preference of the auditor that you have.
Same thing with number 7. Trick County Fiscal Court did not accurately reconcile bank accounts. That is from the payroll accounts, is my understanding, and over a period of time, so we didn't have overdrafts or shortage in the payroll accounts.
They want the payroll account to be at $0. They want it to be
right.
balanced out at $0. We have a cushion in there in the event that something comes out that's not supposed to, or if there's an error, a human error, something I would mess up doing payroll, so we've always had a little extra in that account. And that was something that the private auditor also mentioned the year before, but it's just kind of difficult, not impossible, but difficult to keep it at a zero balance to make sure that there's not ever more money in that account than was what was actually 100% needed.
Yeah, I really don't know how to answer this one, and Lucy may have a better answer than me, but that we do not have adequate controls over our health reimbursement account. She gets a monthly statement from the HRA company that shows exactly what's been spent, exactly what's went out. I don't know how we can control it anymore. Lucy, got anything to add to that?
Actually, Romaine was asked, and the state auditor was asked, what do I need to do to keep this from being a write-up, and neither one of them could tell us anything. I get a statement. If I had $100 on my card, I spent $50 this month, I see that there's $50 remaining. I think the problem is we can't prove who's getting that $50, but if you try to use it at the gas station, it should be declined. So I guess in that regard, we're putting too much faith in the company to make sure that it's not being used inappropriately. But all I can do is look at our card and know how much money has been used.
And the last thing is it's a pretty simple explanation. Trick County Fiscal Court does not maintain adequate internal controls over alcohol beverage control receipts. They asked for Lucy to produce the folder. She couldn't find it at the time. She didn't really have an answer for it at the time until Romaine and Associates brought last year's audit back in, and that folder was in his stuff where he had just got through auditing it. So, and even after the auditor was told that, it was still a comment in the comment section. So,
and to that point, they did an audit. They contacted individual liquor stores that sent
exactly.
in receipts. Our receipts matched up perfectly to every single dollar that these others had submitted. So whenever they audited the other ones, it matched up perfectly. It's true, I did not have the folder for them. I have it right now, but I didn't have them at the time. I didn't know where it was, but everything matched up whenever they did the audit. So.
Anybody have any questions over the audit stuff?
Well, that's fine, what they, I guess, so-called infractions. Do they go over it with you?
You get 2 weeks. No, they don't really tell you. Until you have your audit exit, they don't tell you
that's
anything
right.
until you're in the meeting. And then
you don't know it till your exit interview. And that's when they explain it, just like Lucy just said.
Then they write it up.
That's correct. It's already written up before we know it, actually.
You don't get a period.
We get a comment. We can comment back, but they don't necessarily, they don't ever change it. Even if we have a explanation for them. That is a legitimate explanation, such as when you asked for that, I'm sorry I didn't have it on my desk, but here it is now because Romaine Associates brought it back to us. That's the thing with these type of audits that come out. They're not fully explanatory. I mean, a lot of people don't understand everything that they say, and the thing I want this court to know is there's not a penny that's out of place. It was a clean audit, exactly. But there's not a penny out of place. Somebody's asked me about the debt. Where, you know, how did we borrow $7 million without the court knowing about it? There's no debt that the court does not know about. And so I just want you all, if you have any questions, feel free to call me, come into the office. We can sit down and go over it in depth if you'd like to. But if you got any questions, I'd be glad to answer them right now. I have not absolutely one thing to hide about the audit, and I don't think Lucy does either, as you can see.
Well, I have never had a single second of doubt that anybody's done anything illegal with money. And the problem is, not only comes to the media, but the problem is this audit comes out, it's very easy to list the problems in a news report without our chance to respond to them. But it's very hard for any media to explain in detail all the things the judge just explained. You know, you got nine accusations or nine paperwork situation infractions that can all be explained, but it's very hard to do that. And it takes a lot of effort for the media to explain all that back, and people don't understand it. You know, here we go again, the fiscal court is going to come. And my one question is, do other counties have the same struggle?
Absolutely.
With the same infractions?
Yeah, similar. Every small county is going to get the segregation of duties. That is every one of
that's
them.
That's right.
Yes, when the treasurers and the finance officers get together, we like to speak our piece about what auditor they had, what the auditor said, and occasionally, you know, what can we do, or what do you do? The auditor got on our case about this. What do you do to fix it? Or, you know, or, oh, well, the auditor's never even brought that up at our place, and we do the exact same thing you do, which goes back to personal preference of the auditors themselves. So,
point is, no money's missing. It's all accounted for. You got accounts with the Justice Center and things are not even really hired.
They don't even pass through us. Yeah, it's done by
Frankfurt. They don't even
pass
through us, and we're written up for that.
Exactly.
But if you had two more people come and do the audit, it could completely change.
There could be, there's other things that maybe they would have interest in that we, you know, hadn't noticed. And that's what it goes back to. I know Lyon County's a county that I talk to a lot, and they've asked me how we take care of certain things because their auditors don't like it. And I said, well, the auditors we've had never had a problem with the way we're doing it, but they have an auditor that doesn't like the way they're doing it, even though they're doing it just like we are, and we haven't gotten in trouble for it, or called out on it, I guess, so.
Generally accepted accounting practices aren't generally accepted.
Bingo.
That's exactly right.